This is a sensation session, part of the Shared Daydream, Shared Headspace series, spoken by Elswith. In this sensation play session, you will experience pain. So if this doesn't appeal to you in any fashion, go on to a different session. You can choose to either visualize and experience it through the wonders of trance, or you can also choose to have the three implements handy so that you can play along. These include a hairbrush, a wooden spoon. Sure, you can use a metal one if you need to in a pinch, but a wooden one is preferred. And finally, a small twig from a tree, sometimes referred to as a switch. This branch should be flexible and maybe about 12 to 18 inches long, or a little shorter, but not too short, because it won't do the magic that we need it to do. So those three things handy, a hairbrush, a wooden spoon, and a switch from a tree. The phrase that you will keep in your mind as your intent is, I endure for her. I endure for her. I endure for her. Are you ready? Let's go play. Bring about a feeling of inner relaxation in the whole body. Concentrate on the body and become aware of the importance of complete stillness. Develop your awareness of the body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And say in your mind, my mind is still, still, still. And my body is relaxed, relaxed, relaxed. Complete stillness and complete awareness of the whole body. Say again in your mind, my mind is still, 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 and my body is relaxed, relaxed, relaxed. Continue your awareness of the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. State your intent to yourself at this point. The intent will be very simple. A few words only. State this intention three times with awareness, feeling, and emphasis. Now we begin rotation of consciousness, rotation of awareness, by taking a trip through the different parts of the body. Repeat the part in your mind and simultaneously become aware of that part of the body. Keep yourself alert, yet avoid concentrating too intensely. become aware of the right hand. Right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the right hand, back of the hand, the right wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit. Become aware of the right waist, the right hip, the right thigh, the kneecap, the calf, the ankle, the heel, the sole. Become aware of the top of the right foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Become aware of the left hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the left hand, back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the left elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit. Become aware of the left waist, the left hip, the left thigh, the kneecap, the calf, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot. Become aware of the top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now to the back. Become aware of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right buttock, the left buttock, the spine, the whole back together. Now, go to the top of the head, the top of the head, the forehead, both sides of the head, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, the right eyelid, the left eyelid, the right eye, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, the right cheek, the left cheek, the chin, the throat, the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest, the middle of the chest, the navel, the abdomen, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs together, the whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, the whole of the back, buttocks, spine, shoulder blades, the whole of the front, abdomen, chest. The whole of the back and front together. The whole of the head. The whole body together. The whole body together. Now that your body is completely relaxed and you are aware of every part, imagine that you're standing in the very center of your own brain. You are only a quarter of an inch tall and you can stand easily within the small cavity that is formed by your pineal gland above and your pituitary gland below. It is safe and warm and comfortable. You notice a wonderful and strange thing. This place is full of light, memories, visions of understanding, intuitions, flashes of inspiration, feelings of connectedness and relationship with all life. Notice how these images pass by you like beautifully colored birds, flowing pictures, and primary shapes. Allow the understandings to come to you naturally and easily. Notice how your body feels with each image you encounter. Just make a note of it and let it pass by. In this wonderful space, there is quiet, serenity, peace. It is also a magical space. Above is the pineal, the key to your spiritual connection with higher consciousness. Below you is the pituitary, the key to the physical dimension of self. In this space, between the two is the magic of pure creativity. We are going to travel deeper into yourself, into this headspace, which is myself, by going down a beautiful staircase that leads somehow perfectly connected to a hall that resides in your mistress's daydream. Headspace. The Empress's spot of pure magical creativity. This isn't just a staircase. It is a bridge between you and I, linking us. There are 100 steps leading down and around, and although you can't see the bottom of the stairs from here, you know that there is a beautiful place waiting at the bottom of the stairs just for you. Notice the staircase, notice the carpet if there is one, and if so, see how it is a perfect shade of your favorite color. Or perhaps the stairs are made of marble or wood, and if so, that's okay, it's all right. On either side of the staircase is a beautiful firm banister that makes you feel safe and secure. The banister is smooth and polished from so many hands and trips going down, and you place your hand lightly on it. On each step are the numbers going down from 100, and they go all the way down to 0. And somehow you know that the deeper down you go, the more comfortable and the more relaxed you will become. And you really want to walk down those stairs. And you intuitively know that each and every step will take you down, down, down into a wonderful feeling of calm. So get ready now to begin walking down the stairs. That is, if you haven't already started, And you are going down and down and down, stepping deeper and deeper and deeper. You might even decide to let the stairs fade away before you reach the bottom. And if you do, that's fine, because you still know which number you're at. Good. You are relaxing more and more with each step down, going further and further and closer to me. Continue walking down as I'm quiet for a few moments. At times you might even feel like you're floating down. Deeper and deeper. Deeper. Closer. Good. Now, bring your attention back to my voice. Look down at the numbers, noticing how quickly you're going down. Continue walking down deeper and deeper, open and obedient. Good feelings pour over you as you continue going down the stairs. Every nerve, every cell, every fiber, every consciousness of your body is deeply and comfortably relaxed. And you're relieved to finally be here, ever closer to your destination. You walk along the hallway, and you see towards the back, a smaller door has been left ajar. You know that all the other doors will be locked, and it means that that door is the one that you will enter. It's dimmer here, it's cooler here, the temperature has definitely gone down. You are dressed simply. Linen trousers, comfortable shirt, feet bare. And you walk on to this room, opening the door, stepping inside, closing the door behind you. There are lights set on each of the walls, dim, a soft pink light, just enough to make out the table in front of you, small room, bigger than a closet, but not quite big enough to be considered a bedroom. It's very, very quiet in here. You are aware that one wall likely has mirrors on it, but that wall is darker. Strangely so. And your attention is on this table because you know it is where your attention belongs. On this table in front of you, you see a wooden spoon, a stick, a switch from a tree, and a brush. A wooden spoon, a thin twig from a tree, and a brush. Is your heart going faster? should be. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. We're going to start with the easiest one. The easiest one is the brush. Imagine yourself now, first taking the time to slide your trousers down around your knees. We don't need them lower than that, do we? Enough to make you fully aware that you are standing in this cool room, trousers pushed down. No underwear on, exposed. You pick up the hairbrush, using your dominant hand, and you're going to direct it to your thigh, outer or inner, you choose. This is just a warm-up. And you lay three quick smacks onto your skin. One, two, three. There. It doesn't have to be super hard. We are just getting started. Switch hands. And three more on this side. One, two, three. Keep the brush in that hand, your non-dominant hand. And now we're going to aim for your bottom. You're going to continue to smack and until I tell you to stop. But remember, this is a warm-up. I do not expect you to go full out. Go. Remember, you're warming up, smacking again and again, that non-dominant hand smacking that side of your bottom. Making me proud of you. I love your noises. These are the things that turn your mistress on. Now stop. Move the brush to your dominant hand and take that non-dominant one and rub. Rub, rub, rub that bottom of yours exactly how I would. In between, taking a break from the smacks. And now, since that brush is already so handily in the other hand, we're going to give that side of your bottom the same treatment. Ready? Go. You're a little more aggressive on this side because I can tell that you're getting used to it. That you are warming yourself up perfectly for me. That you're loving my eyes on you. That you're loving how much I love your noises. And the harder you start to smack, the better those noises become. Even the sound of the brush against your flesh is wonderful. Now stop. Put the brush back on the table and rub your bottom. Can you believe that you're letting someone who others would consider to be a perfect stranger walk you through hurting yourself, making yourself feel a hairbrush to your bottom at your age? Or maybe you are one of my happy little pain sluts, my masochists, who this brush means nothing. That you would be over my lap and you would take this until my arm got tired. Oh, I love that. Now on the table we have a wooden spoon and a twig from the tree. Let's do the spoon next. Let's have you use the little stool that happens to be in this room, perfect for this occasion. And imagine yourself sitting on this stool. Allow your legs to spread open naturally. Those trousers of yours likely push down now around your ankles. How perfectly whorish to see you sitting there on that stool, dressed in a shirt, trousers around your ankles and legs spread wide. Sitting there in the silliest of ways with this wooden spoon in your hand. Well, let's begin on the non-dominant side. You're going to use the spoon and you are going to smack all the way from that inner thigh near the top where the crease is to your pelvic region and go down towards your knee, not touching the knee, just decorating this inner thigh with a whack, 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 decorating it with beautiful round red spoon shape marks or welts, depending on how much my pet is able to endure for me. Keep going, you're doing so well. Keep taking it. Take it, you want to take it. You are going to be so proud of yourself after. Hitting again and again and smacking and proving yourself to me, and I love you for it. I do. Now stop. Put the spoon in the other hand and rub that thigh. That thigh that I would kiss and pepper with so much adoration. Red welts decorated for my pleasure, showing your obedience. Actions, not just words. Little kisses from my lips. Maybe even one nice long lick with the flat of my tongue. And now, since that spoon just happens to be in the other hand, I think we should have a matching set of thighs, don't you? It's pleasing. So starting again from your upper thigh, all the way up to where that crease is between thigh and pelvic region, and going down towards your knee, not reaching the knee though, because that would be naughty. Mistress wants to hurt you. I don't want to harm you. And then going back up again. Smack, smack, smack. Wonderful music. I love the way you catch your breath. I love when you accidentally do it harder than intended, and you almost make this amazing little whimper fill the room. You are so good for me. You are so relieved to have someone who puts you in this position, trousers around your ankles. No panties. I wonder why you didn't earn your panties today. Maybe I was too busy having my hand down in those trousers of yours. And sometimes panties, they do just get in the way. You're still smacking, right? Because that's what you're supposed to be doing. Spoon against thigh. Harder. You're warmed up. You can take it harder. 5 good smacks that I will count off. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. No thinking, just obedience. Now stop. Put the spoon back on the table. Yeah, you can just toss it. Now rub that thigh of yours. Rub. Your arousal gives you away. And now we have one last thing. And oh my love, I do know that this one for some of you is so hard. The thud of the brush, the thud and kind of sting of the spoon. It's nothing compared to this thin twig that looks so innocent, doesn't it? How often do we take walks together and I just snap off a little bit to take back home with us? The little sticks that I tend to call our ouchie sticks. Oh, I know. But you need the ouchie stick, and I need for it to hit you. I do need it. And you give me the things that I need. You give me the things that I want because I give you meaning. Don't I? And so my obedient, wonderful follower, pick up the twig. You choose which hand. And we are going to do a total of only 4 swaps. But my dear precious one, we're going to make them count. 2 on one thigh and then 2 on the other. Let's get ready. 1, 2. Good. Now switch hands. Let's go to the other side. Do you feel ready for this? The stinging sharpness of the twig. That sensation you can never get quite used to because, well, let's face it, every stick is a little bit different, isn't it? Some are smooth and some have few little knobs here and there. Some of them bend more than others. I think that's why this lovely renewable resource is my favorite. Get ready. And make sure they leave marks. One. Two. There. Put the twig back on the table. Well done. Don't you feel better now? Don't you feel loved and close? Sensation play is always so good for bringing us closer together. The things that you endure for me make me absolutely adore you more and more. Take some time now in this spot to simply feel. And float and be happy. And now that we've had this wonderful time together, this productive and decorative time together, it's time for you to wake up, to come up and out of trance, leaving the room, the hallway, and the stairs. I will count from zero. To five. And when I reach five, you will be awake, out of trance, feeling positive and good about yourself and our time together. Zero. One. Coming up, still feeling the marks on your bottom and thigh. Two, three, knowing the sensations will stay, but you will be leaving the room and the hall and fully awake. Four, feeling happy and alert and good. Five, eyes open, ready. Go on with your day or your evening feeling so very loved and so proud of yourself.